dictation. 17th of June, patient Arlene, A-R-L-E-N-E, Jasine, J-A-S-I, and date of birth 10-7-1940. Arlene Jasine was seen for evaluation of thyroid nodules, paragraph. A CT scan of her chest in March of 2024 and subsequent ultrasounds of her thyroid has shown two nodules in the right lobe of her thyroid, comma, ranging from 2.1 to 2.7 centimeters of maximum diameter, period, paragraph. She had no specific symptoms of a thyroid hormone imbalance and denied problems with swallowing or largely with hoarseness, period, paragraph. She has been placed on nocturnal oxygen for chronic obstructive airways disease and nocturnal desaturation, paragraph. Past history is otherwise known for coronary artery disease, coronary bypass surgery, and stent placement, paragraph. Family history is notable for her son who has thyroid cancer and is having surgery in August 2024. Paragraph. Social history colon. She works at Ford Motor. She has worked at Ford Motor in the past and is now retired, period. She no longer smokes cigarettes and does not drink alcohol, period. Paragraph. Current medications include Eliquis 5 milligrams daily, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, isosorbide 60 milligrams daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, omeprazole 40 milligrams daily, lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, hydralazine 25 milligrams daily, and bumetanide 1 milligram daily, period. Paragraph. General review is otherwise notable for her feeling generally unwell, with shortness of breath and exertion, pressure symptoms in her chest, sleep disturbance secondary to oxygen deprivation, and other general suboptimal feelings, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 120 over 64, common weight 195 pounds, BMI 32.5, period, the pulse 70 minute period. The thyroid gland was barely palpable at 1.5 times normal size, common. No nodules were palpated, and there was no neck lymphadenopathy, period. The hearts of the normal lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was otherwise grossly intact. Part of compression, multinodular goiter with history of coronary artery disease, bypass surgery and stent placement, and severe chronic obstructive lung disease with nocturnal desaturation, paragraph. The likelihood is that the nodules are long-standing and most likely benign, and because of risk factors including bleeding, biopsy has been deferred for now, paragraph. She will return for follow-up after September, when her son has had a thyroidectomy, and further discussion at that point will relate to possible repeat ultrasound or fine needle aspiration biopsy at that point, paragraph, in the dictation.